when we edit our future, we're actually taking ownership. We're saying, I don't have to have these thoughts swirling around in my head all the time. They're not taking me where I want to go, and I get to choose where I go. So let me change this thought and say, what is it I really want?
If you're not conscious about your investment strategy, you won't end up where you want to be, not financially or as a human. On this show, we interview highly successful investors and share how they overcame limitations to become unstoppable forces of success. If you're ready to learn what it is to be a conscious investor so you can end up where you want, keep listening.
Welcome back, conscious investor. Yes, you read this title correctly. This is the number one limitation that you face. I know that's a very bullish statement to make, that I think I know your number one limitation. And guess what? I'm 99% certain that this is a limitation that you face because it is so common to humans. Before we dive into this episode, I wanted to just let you know that this podcast is sponsored by Three Keys Investments. And Three Keys Investments provides passive investment opportunities that provide housing for humans through investments in multi-million dollar apartment and assisted living facilities. So you can say goodbye to the hassle and headaches of owning rentals and hello to living the life you want with the people you love, all while enjoying real ownership in real estate. And by the way, recently I've had more than one person come up to me and say, wow, it's been a year since I've seen them. And they're like, you weren't lying about some of the hassles and headaches that come along with investing in this other way. Tell me more about what you have to offer. So definitely a truth. But let's go ahead and let's dive into that one limitation that is common to all mankind. And this is a twofold. You know, I honor you. I don't want to hide anything. I want to give it to you straight up front and let you know that we're going to talk about stories told to us, the stories that we tell ourselves. And then we're going to talk about editing our future. Because guess what? We are the architects of our lives. Imagine that. That's massive. And it's very freeing and liberating when we understand that. Let's go ahead and dive into the first part. The first element is that our entire lives, we have stories that are told about us. And those stories are told to us. So this could technically fork into two separate items. I'm lumping them together. There could be the stories that other people, water cooler talk, the Karens and Chads getting together and talking about us in the workplace or at the coffee shop, when you're sideline mom and dad, all of that. We could have people talking about us. Then there's this other way we can look at this, and they're the stories that are told about us, but to us. These are the stories I really want to drill into because they're so impactful. They are deeply woven into the fabric of who we are as adults. It's amazing to think that the stories that the adults around us told us about us deeply impact our lives. You might imagine that I was told I talk too much. Yes, I was told I talk too much my entire life. I got detentions for talking in class. I was corrected on a regular basis about talking too much. It's amazing to think that talking is how I make my living. That is exactly what God had created me to do. It was just raw and rough back then when I was a child. You have too much energy. You talk too much. You need to follow the rules, which I was very, very much and still am. I do like following rules. That makes me, I like being compliant with moral and ethical rules and following and walking, living in integrity. But there's another way of extrapolating that to be much more severe and being extremely rigid and regulated, overly so, so much so that it is oppressive to who you are created to be. I'm talking about the nickel and dime rules, particularly the ones that we find in schools. We won't go down that path. But I want you to think for a moment, what were some of the stories that were told about you to you? Some of those things that you were corrected on multiple times. And I bet the first thing that came to your head was, well, I needed to be corrected on that. Okay, yeah, that's true. But sometimes when the adults around us correct us on it, it's not in a productive way. And we want to dismiss it as, oh, no, it's okay. They were just doing that. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not saying that they had malicious intent behind correcting you in anything. I'm just saying, how did that impact and influence you? This is something that I've become acutely aware in my own parenting over the last several years. I really wish I would have known this sooner. I wish I would have understood this so much sooner, because I really squished our son so much for probably the first decade of his life. And that's really painful to know how much I was trying to contain him. And quite frankly, I was trying to contain him because of stories told about me. Keep the peace. Follow the rules. Fit in. Okay? I'm trying. I want my kid to walk and talk and dress and do everything in a certain particular way so that it checks the boxes of everybody around me. And that's what I did for the first 8 years of our son's life. That's starting to come out of it after the 8 years, but still, that's 8 years, formidable years, prized years, trying to have him in that box, fit the mold. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of unnecessary pressure. So one of the best things that has happened that I've evaluated, the story I tell myself. So we can have those stories that others tell about us. And just to wrap that cognitive loop up real fast, going back to the stories that are told to us about us, they affect us and they affect our belief in ourselves. And they affect the stories that we tell ourselves about ourselves. Maybe you lack self-confidence. Maybe you lack self-worth. What is it that you are lacking? More than likely, and again, this is not a blame thing. It's not a, you don't need to be upset with anyone. The purpose is not to go and be, about anything, but it's to understand the history of us. You see, we're encouraged all the time to go and understand the history of the world because history repeats itself. Well, the stories that were told to us about us by the people in our lives who are shaping our lives are deeply impacting our life right now. In fact, the stories that they told and put on us, they have a story behind them. So those people had a story that was told to them about them. Maybe they haven't engaged that story. And so they're still operating from that same position instead of operating from a position of freedom. And it goes on and on and on. I'm actually reading a really fascinating book right now that dives into this concept. And I have to apologize. I typically have books right around me. It's actually inside because I'm in the process of reading it. So it's not at hand, but it's a book by Dan Allender. And it has to do with the stories that we tell ourselves and the stories and the pedigree of the stories. It's so important for us to understand because now we can shift. We can shift the narrative. But I'm getting ahead of myself. And I haven't finished his book yet, by the way. But it was really interesting because you and I, we talk about stories often on this podcast. And Super Rad Steve started reading this book and kept reading little parts to it. And I'm like, wait, hold on. This is what I talk about. I have to read more and hear his thoughts and opinions and perspective on it. And it's been very, very fun. Let's go ahead and talk about the stories that we tell ourselves. Sometimes we like to mask these as limiting beliefs. We like to just call them, oh, that's just my limiting belief. So you could say the story we tell ourselves, we could say the belief we have about ourselves, we can call it a lot of different things, but ultimately it's going to come down to what is it that we think truly deeply about ourselves. This might surprise you, but for most of my life, I operated from a position of I'm not enough. I'm not smart. I'm the bronze. I'm not going to be the gold medalist. I might get bronze, maybe fourth or fifth place, but I'm not going to be the top dog. I don't fit in. I had to engage these stories that I was telling myself. And by engaging those stories and owning it, I was able to transition into editing the story and editing the future. What are the stories you're telling yourself? And be honest, because we tell ourselves stories on an ongoing, regular basis. And most of the time, we are not raising our level of awareness. And so the stories are just going on. And usually the crazy thing is that usually they're on a loop cycle, just repeat, repeat, repeat. And it's like, we're just brainwashing ourselves about an untruth about ourselves. When we want to go into editing our stories, now we can start thinking about not what do we not want? I'm never going to be enough. Actually, what is the truth? What is the truth that I really, truly want in my life? I want to feel satisfied. I want to feel fulfillment. For me, that would be the counterpart, the opposite of wanting to be enough. I want to feel that peacefulness. I want to feel that my efforts are enough. I was never valedictorian, and I was never the fastest reader. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know reading has been a challenge for me. And the fact that I'm a voracious reader, it only speaks to how much I value what I gain and how I grow through reading quality books. It's not because I'm a fast reader or I'm a good reader. It's that I just know I need to be reading because I want to just continue the growth process in my life. I don't want to stagnate. I don't have to try to grow into somebody really fast. And I don't need to transpose personal growth and development as an achievement and a badge of honor. I just want to enjoy this life. And that's another element of that editing of our future. When we edit our future, we're actually taking ownership. We're saying, I don't have to have these thoughts swirling around in my head all the time. These aren't productive thoughts. They're not thoughts that are helping me. They're not taking me where I want to go, and I get to choose where I go. So let me change this thought and say, what is it I really want? Okay, I want to feel like I am part of a community, and that community values me the way I value them. I don't have to fit in. I want to feel valued. Okay, that's cool. And I want to see the strengths that I have. I don't have to be the smartest person in the room. I just want to see, where was I created to shine and to contribute in a beautiful way in this world? As always, conscious investor, that doesn't mean that we're moving mountains and out in the limelight and speaking on stages. We're on the stage of life every single day. The humble lives that we live as we take our kids to school, as we meet our friends and a loved one for lunch. That's the stage of our life. We are always on stage, every single one of us. Funny point, the part is that sometimes people think, oh, in order for me to have impact, I have to be on a stage speaking to thousands of people. Actually, you're impacting thousands of lives on the stage called your life. You've got people behind you that are coming up in the ranks. You have people that you're impacting and leaving a lasting impression on all around you on a daily basis. And they actually say that your friends, three friends removed, actually it goes back to six, are actually influencing you right now. So think about that. You are on stage in life. So we don't have to think, oh, we have to do something magnificent. You being you, wholly authentically you, right here and now in your day-to-day life, is you changing lives all around you in a powerful way. But we have to edit the story of our future. We have to edit the thoughts that we have. We have to edit how we're viewing ourselves so we can show up in that powerful way. That one limitation that we all have as humans is that space between our ears. If you're like me and you love reading your Bible and just getting to know God better in that capacity, you see cover to cover, there is like all of this throughout the Bible. They're always like, take the thoughts captive, mind your thinking. There are tons of Proverbs and Psalms about what it is that you are thinking. You are with yourself 24/7. You are talking to yourself all the time. So be mindful of what you are saying to yourself and about yourself. Be mindful of the narrative, the story that you are creating in your life every single day. That's all I got for you, conscious investor. I just want to encourage you. You can edit the stories that were told to you and about you. That doesn't ever mean have ill will towards anyone. Doesn't have to be anything like that, because that's really generally not productive. But having an understanding and identifying, raising your awareness that you are understanding, oh, well, that was no wonder I'm self-conscious about talking so much. I was told that I talked too much all those years, right? So we can start editing those stories in a very powerful way. And we can start creating a very powerful future, the future that God created you for, hardwired with your DNA. Conscious investor, I appreciate you. I want to remind you that you can have preferred access to the Conscious Investor Growth Summit 2025. If you are interested, remember, first pick of the tickets is going priority access to those who attended in 2024. There are 150 tickets. That's all I'm going to offer this year. So 2024 attendees will have dibs. And then those of you who are interested and you're like, no, I want priority access. What you're going to do is you're going to text this number 208-944-1836. And when you text that number, you're going to put CIGS, SIGS, which stands for Conscious Investor Growth Summit. When you do that, you'll have an opportunity. It goes directly to me, to my phone. Like, it's not going out. It's not going to anybody in Timbuktu or anywhere else in the world. It's just coming to me personally. Okay. So I'm not selling off your information or anything like that. But I just want to make sure that if you are interested in that priority access to Conscious Investor Growth Summit 2025, shoot a text to 208-944-1836. You'll get a text message. Shoot me your email back. I will make sure that you have priority access. That means after people who came this year have had dibs, you get dibs on the next tickets. And I don't think we're going to be opening this up to Gen Pop. The tickets are probably going to go pretty quickly because it was so powerful and transformative. Conscious Investor, I appreciate you so much. You are ambitious, and I really value how you are willing to engage yourself, to raise your level of awareness, and to impact your own life and the lives around you. As we wrap up, please remember, adventure. I was going to mess that up. Does that make you feel better, Conscious Investor? Because you know what? Perfection isn't the goal. It's the journey. So here we go. Adventure belongs on the trail, not in your investing and not in your personal life. If you need some support, if you want to talk about your investing goals to see if our investments in housing for humans supports your investment goals, then schedule a time for us to talk about that. You'll be like, wow, it feels like I'm on the podcast. Because guess what? I'm me here and I'm the same me everywhere I go. So that's who you're going to get. And then if you need some support and you're thinking, I really want to do some inner work and I want to work with a coach in doing so, then reach on out and let's have that conversation to see if we're a fit for each other. In either case, if we're not a fit, I have an amazing network of friends. And I'm very happy to refer people out to people I think would be a great fit. Hey, Conscious Investor, I have a quick, humble ask. And that is that you head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave an honest rating and review. These rating and reviews allow me to reach other guests that are of different levels and statures and prominence and all of that. It really shows to them that, wow, you have engaged listeners who care about your show. So if you would take a moment and go and leave an honest rating and review, and the platform is, it's on Apple Podcasts. And to do that, you go to the main show. So if you're on an episode, you just have to click on the Conscious Investor Podcast. If you scroll towards the bottom, you'll see in little tiny font, it's so small, it'll say, write your own review, like write a review. Just click on that. If you would take a moment and just let me know, me and these amazing guests that come onto the show, something that is helping and supporting you in your life. It absolutely means the world to me. And it supports the show in ways beyond measure. You have no idea. So thanks so much for taking 60, 90 seconds to just head over to Apple Podcasts to leave that honest rating and review, Conscious Investor. Absolutely means the world to me. Until next time, cheers to health, mindset, and wealth. Are you enjoying this episode? Do the world a favor and help trick the algorithm by leaving a review so that this content reaches many others.